Hi, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. It's Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. All right, folks, as I said, today is pothole day. Not pot roast, pothole. And we've been mixing it in with Sean Wilson, and I call him pothole because, I mean, it's potholes everywhere. Scott, Scott's already laughing. Scott McCain joins us. I can't help it, Scott. I was doing it yesterday, then I read your article, and then I saw the I saw the deal from the Republican Governors Association, and then I saw your deal, right. And I said, well, maybe we'll make it a pothole day and have some fun with it. And I said, McCain really got on it, so that's why I wanted you to come on. Anyway, good to talk to you. I hope you're doing well.
The article you're talking about we had yesterday, and basically the headline of it was, you know, Sean Wilson's the worst candidate we've ever seen.
Which is
somewhat true. I mean, Luke Mixon was pretty bad too, so I don't want to deny Luke Mixon his due.
How about Gary Chambers? He wasn't too good either.
Well, but, you know, like, Gary at least had a reason for running. Right? Like, I mean, sure. You know, Gary ran because they didn't talk to any black people before they ran Mixon. And so he ran sort of as a protest to that and showed Mixon up and beat him 18-13. Sure. You know, neither one of them were going to beat Kennedy. But, like, I mean, I thought Gary Chambers was remarkably successful last year. For nothing else, as he raised and spent all that money and his friends all got paid. So that was something. You know, and by those metrics, Gary Chambers was a fabulously successful candidate.
By the way, something else to add.
Project was
something else to add was that there's something in common between the guy you just mentioned and Pothole Wilson. They were both backed by Governor Bell.
Well, yeah, I think John Bel Edwards is going to end up. I mean, you and I both, for the last 8 years, we've scratched bald spots in our heads trying to figure this guy out, how he could have gotten as far as he got, and why his approval ratings weren't in the toilet and all this kind of stuff. But I think what we're going to see is that John Bel Edwards is absolutely the end of the Louisiana Democrat Party in terms of its competitiveness statewide, because – like, he's the last one. They bring Wilson out, and basically the standard bearer is a guy whose entire value proposition is that he ought to be allowed to fail up, right? And the clip that the RGA found, and I mean, you know, give Courtney Alexander and the crew over there a lot of credit that they found this, because it's an amazing video clip, and he's over here basically like, I don't know what everybody's complaining about. We were a D-minus department when I got the job, and we're a D-plus department now. What's wrong with that? That's pretty good, right? And it's, you know.
Scott, let me play it for you. This is about the ninth time I play it, but I want to play it, and this is what Scott's talking about. I want to play it one more time so you can comment on it. Go ahead.
I say this all the time when they said Louisiana got a failing grade. Well, Louisiana had a D-minus. When I became secretary, it was a D minus before. It's a D plus now.
There it is.
My only complaint is the music is a little bit wrong. They needed the Curb Your Enthusiasm soundtrack behind it. You know, that's what needs to be behind that. But he's like, what's the deal? And like what I said is this guy's had this job for 7 years. 4 years ago, a little bit longer than 4 years ago now, they completed the terminal at the New Orleans airport, right? Mm-hmm. And do you know that the flyover ramps between I-10 and the airport are still not finished in 4 years?
Oh, my God. I think you've been bringing that up for a while.
Well, it's an easy project. It's you know, a couple of flyover ramps that basically go a couple of blocks. It's not that big a project, but it's super prominent, and it's something that if you back and forth using that airport, you'd notice, right?
Yep.
And this guy goes and launches his campaign. He says, we need somebody who builds bridges to be our next governor. It's like, but you don't build bridges. No. Your job is to build them, but you don't build them.
No.
You leave them unfinished. like, ask the people in Lake Charles, hey, y'all got a new bridge? Like, well, we have the allegation of a new bridge, and then we have tolls supposedly to pay for a new bridge, but we see no new bridge. Right. What we see is the possibility of dying in the water when we freaking trying to cross it.
Scott, I had somebody made a good point. They want to know if the D minus to a D plus is only when it got better, which is really not gotten better, because of all the federal money that's coming from hurricanes, floods, and COVID.
Well, and the Biden, you know, infrastructure inflation freaking generation bill that Bill Cassidy and the Democrats liked, which I will be somewhat fair and say that money wouldn't have produced anything yet. Right, because it takes at least a couple of years to get something going. But you can't build flyover ramps in 4 years. Yeah. I mean, like, if this guy, and this is my thing, he needed to pick one project he could hang his hat on and say, well, I got this done, and y'all appreciate this. Except that there's nothing like that. I mean, you know, here in Baton Rouge, you know, it's like this funny deal that happened a couple weeks ago. They did this thing on Government Street where they called it a road diet, where they took a four-lane road and they turned it into a two-lane road to try to shunt traffic off onto North Boulevard, which is a place where you don't want to drive at all, lest, you know, you're going to end up getting shot. Mm-hmm. But so they put this thing on a road diet, and they transferred the ownership of this thing management of this thing to DOTD, who proceeded to fail to cut the grass on the medians and turn them into snake farms. And you've got and the locals, you know, all these old ladies that live in mid-city because they think it's funky and cool or whatever, and they're all Democrats, and they all got so mad that they started putting up scarecrows on the median saying your tax dollars at work, and so they were like hardcore Republicans. And I'm going, this is Sean Wilson's work, right? You can't even cut the grass on the median of a surface street that they give DOTD.
I saw the interviews with some of those ladies on that, and they were out there. And so they went out there and finally cut some of the grass, and they asked the lady, said, would you go and take the scarecrows down now because we've cut the grass? She said, no, it looks horrible. The grass job y'all did looks horrible. I'm leaving it up there. And so she left.
Right.
She left the scarecrow up there and said, our taxpayers – dollars at work. And I don't blame them, because they cut it only because they brought attention to it. They would have never cut it at all.
Well, I mean, and all they did was send a landscape people to, you know, with weed whackers. Just burn, and then they, you know, weed whack the grass. They got, you know, they got crap all over the place. It's not landscaped. It looks like hell. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to tell these old ladies, hey, look, we did the job. They're like, I don't think so.
Watching it, I thought they should have left the grass high, because after they did the weed whacking, it looked worse. It looked absolutely worse.
Well, but here's the thing, Moon. Good enough for government work. Right. And that is his value proposition as a gubernatorial candidate, which is, hey, you know, we're a D plus. What are you complaining about, peons? Right. And I just don't think that that's going to fly when the entire value proposition of John Bel Edwards was that he was going to govern pretty much like a Republican, but he wasn't Bobby Jindal. And, oh, by the way, he was pro-God and pro-gun and pro-life, and you're not going to notice the difference. And, you know, and now after 8 years, his protege is Sean Wilson, who's like Mr. D+.
Yeah, I'm starting to think.
D for Democrat. Yeah. That's what this is.
Yeah, it seemed like to me, after Edwards and trying to push pothole now, seems like to me General's looking like a better governor every day. Let me take a break, Scott. Scott McKinnon, because I want to ask you, because I want to get a play on something else. The advocate started, the devil's advocate started with the play on a black guy running, a black Democrat. He ain't got a chance. And they started with the race stuff, and I lost my mind the other day on this, because that's all that's in the playbook, especially when it comes to the devil's advocate. We'll take a break. His name is Scott McKay. The Hayride. Go to the Hayride. Check him out. Great stories every day. We'll take a break. Be right back. y'all all welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, last segment of this hour. Another hour to go. You can check us out at moongriffon.com. Listen live, I have on the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. This is Scott McKay of the Hayrod. Great article. He's got a great one on pothole. All right, Scott, so the other day I pick up the devil's advocate, and that's what it is, and they could care less about the truth. And they Tyler the Twit, Bridges, the Twit, writes a story, and this Sean, your boy Pothole is a tough road because he's a black Democrat. Now, look, I'll vote for the blackest man alive. I'm not voting for anybody that's a leftist woke Democrat. I'm not voting for a leftist woke Republican either. But they start this already, and I'm just shaking my head going, here we go again. Your comment.
Look, you give me Byron Donalds or not for president, but Tim Scott, you know, like I'll vote, you know, Mark Robinson, Winsome Sears. I'll vote for a black Republican. I mean, I'll vote for Claston Bernard if, next time he runs for something, if I can.
And by the way, he's a good one, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm all good with that, and I think, I'll be honest, I think the next time there's a statewide elected official who's black that gets elected in Louisiana, it'll be a Republican, because I think Republican voters would be more than happy to vote for, you know, somebody like the people I just mentioned.
But don't you hate how they play the game? They just, the Tyler Bridges knows better, the Twit, he does it anyway.
Well, I think this whole thing is, you should vote for the black guy, you racists. Mm-hmm. Like that's what that's what the pitch is, and they don't have anything better than that because, I mean, Sean Wilson's not qualified to be governor, and Sean Wilson he's never run for anything. Well, actually, that's not true. He has run for something. He didn't win.
You're correct.
You know, you're talking about somebody who's got no demonstrated skill as an elective politician and not much demonstrated skill in the jobs that he has had, not to mention that he has no vision or any of this. So, like, all you can do is try to shame people into voting for him, and you know it's not going to work, but they're trying to make it look good.
Well, you remember Edwards, and I said this all along, if you can tell me what Edwards' vision for us, with the exception of expanding Medicaid, which I think hurts people, and raising the minimum wage and going to get federal money. Tell me what his vision was for education. What is his vision for roads? What was his vision for the economy, for keeping kids? Hey, there was no vision. There's still no vision with that.
No. No. John Bel Edwards has done nothing for two terms but enforce the old status quo in Louisiana.
And good old network on steroids. That's what I call it.
Absolutely, and in fact, and you know, like you almost made a pitch for Bobby Jindal.
Yep, I did.
I almost make one too. I'll almost make one too. John Bel Edwards has done everything he could to take Louisiana back to the status quo before Jindal.
I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
You know, with the anti-school choice things and. You know, the way he's gone about health care and some of this other stuff. I mean, most of Jindal's reform measures weren't overly successful. They were probably worth trying. They didn't really work out all that well. Maybe the follow through was bad, or maybe the timing was bad, or whatever. But they at least tried to do some things different to see if they would work. John Bel Edwards, every chance he could, took Louisiana back to Kathleen Blanco or before.
I agree.
All right. And you know, so if you're Sean Wilson, then, you know, you've got to offer something. And instead, he's offering status quo.
Yeah.
And it's all build bridges. I can do things with both parties. It's like, yeah, well, the Republicans you could do things with, we're voting every one of those SOBs out of office this fall.
Yeah, I hope so. Scott, you know what's funny, you know what's funny? It was $14 to $15 billion backlog with roads. Keel did a story. I think it was Keel. I'm giving him credit. If I don't, I apologize. Keel did a story. It's over $18 billion. If you did anything, shouldn't it went the other way? Shouldn't it be like $12 billion, not $18?
Well, the thing that nobody seems to recognize is that there's only so much construction capacity that you have.
Oh, yeah. Only so much you can do.
You know, Well, I mean, the point is if you increase the construction capacity, and here's the thing, that means construction companies that are capable of getting and doing jobs, right? To be able to do that, you have to have a private sector that's interested in building things in Louisiana,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because you can't just have government contracts over and over and over again. You don't know whether you're going to be able to pull that off. You have to have big jobs and little jobs to sustain a construction company. And there's no freaking private sector little jobs because they ran off the private sector.
Yeah.
So it's all government work, and there's only a few contractors that are going to be able to do that, and they're all full.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, let's put more highway projects and bridges and whatever else. Let's put more of this stuff on the books, which is so why it was so stupid that these people in the legislature that you and I both hammered away at for trying to spend the surplus on building monuments to themselves when there's no capacity to build them.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
They never, all this time, they never did what they needed to do to grow the state's economy so that you would have an industry capable of building all these projects.
Correct.
So what you did was added to the backlog without having the ability to clear it.
Yeah. Well, let me
and
throw.
It's just bad management is all.
It was horrible. No leadership. Cortez, Shakespeare, we can go on and on. I'm going to throw you a little twist on a few minutes we got left and to be a quick run. Let's forget the governor's race. Everybody's going to be concentrating on that. Down races. You see any problems? Because I'm really concerned about turnout, and then I'm concerned about are you concerned about any of the down race? When I say down, I don't mean that ugly. I mean Mike Strange going back in. Billy Nungess is going back in. We got that. But Secretary of State, things like that. Any of that stuff that you're looking at going, well, you know what, I like to see this or see that, or what you seeing in any of those races, attorney general, anything?
I'm assuming something in the AG's race and the Secretary of State's race that has not happened, which is that you're going to have Democrats qualify in both of those races.
Okay.
And in all likelihood, you'll have like a black Democrat get in as AG. Because, you've had, the last couple of terms, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it was just 19. You had a black Democrat get in against Landry. There probably will be one. And I'm assuming, what's that woman's name? Gwen, whatever her name was.
Secretary of State, yeah. She's in. She's going to run.
Okay, well, I haven't heard much about it. So she gets in. In other words, if you just look at the field the way it's been talked about in both of those two races, you're like trying to figure out which two Republicans get in the runoff and then handicap it from that point. But I don't think that's how it's going to work, right? So, who of the Republicans in the Secretary of State's race, for example, is going to be able to garner the most votes and then end up winning a 60-40 race in the runoff, right? Which is kind of how, Ardoin got in there in the first place.
Yeah.
And I think the AG's race is similar, although, Liz Merle, I think, has probably got the driver's seat in that one, and I don't really know, how it's going to work out any other way. But, I think that to some extent Landry's going to have some coattails, particularly in the runoff. And that obviously that would help Liz. I'm not sure who Jeff's guy for Secretary of State is at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to develop some.
Yeah. So you just think right now it's like you say, I think we'll be able to make a better prediction if I had you on next Friday, because then we will have qualifying. We will see who's actually in the race. And I agree with that.
I think
you have to wait, till we, because you don't know what Democrats, if any Democrats, will get in.
That's right. Well, what I will say is this, and I know this because, as you may, your audience may know, I am running the Louisiana Freedom Caucus's PAC in the state, and we've done some polling as part of that,
mm-hmm.
and like everything that we've done, the electorate in this state is ready for a hard right turn.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, like, we what we polled was issues,
yeah.
And I mean, those broke so hard conservative, it's not even funny. That's not changed since we did the poll.
We need to make sure people understand, though, hard Republican means conservative, not a Republican in name only, and they got a bunch of them running.
Right.
So that's my only thing. Like, Scott, we'll do that. Let them qualify, get you on the next week or two, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Scott McKay, the Hayride. All right, thank you. All right, folks, that's going to take a break. Wrap up this first 2 hours. If you want to stick around, moongriffon.com. Listen live. We'll take a break.